Do you have a heavy burden and sadness deep within? He can take away the darkness caused by the guilt of sin.
Jesus is the one,
lead you from the load of sin.
What do you understand about self-sexuality? Shall we all join Pastor Julio Montes speaking Spanish as he ministers to us during chapel hour? Stay blessed as you listen to the word.
I thank the Lord again for this privilege, and it's a great blessing to be here with you.
Me siento muy emocionado.
I feel very excited.
Si la vida cristiana solamente fuera cantar y fuera música,
if Christian life was only singing and praising,
estaría todo bien. Estamos muy contentos.
It would be great. We would be very happy.
Es más que solo cantar.
But Christian life is more than singing.
Solo estar reunidos y regocijarnos en la alabanza y en la adoración.
It's more than just praise
and adoration. Y es tan bueno al Dios que adoramos.
But adoration and praise is great, and we rejoice because of the God whom we praise.
La vida cristiana presenta sus problemas.
But Christian life has problems.
Especialmente cuando salimos fuera, cuando salimos del ambiente protegido.
Especially when we go out of this circle of this Christian environment.
En la iglesia tenemos que salir al mundo y tenemos que enfrentar el mundo fuera.
We have to go out to the world and face the world outside. And outside there's pressure and there's temptations.
Hay una realidad con la que tenemos que.
And there's a reality that we have to face, and we have to be prepared to face that reality.
Supongo que los problemas que hay en México y enfrentamos en la vida cristiana no son diferentes a los problemas que.
And the problems we face in Mexico are not so different to the problems you face here spiritually.
Recuerdo que mi pastor decía, y no sé si esto suena igual en inglés, que hay tres cosas con las que el cristiano, especialmente llamado ministerio, lucha.
There are three things that people fight against when they're in ministry.
Y él decía, un problema en el ministerio son las finanzas.
First problem in ministry is finances.
Finanzas siempre es problema.
That's always a problem.
Si faltan es problema.
If there's lack of it, there's problem.
Si hay mucho también es problema.
If there is a lot of it, there's problem.
Siempre tenemos la sabiduría para manejar.
We not always have the wisdom to manage.
Y tenemos la sabiduría para tratar cuando faltan las finanzas.
And sometimes we don't have the wisdom to treat things when we lack finances.
La segunda cosa que mencionaba con la que tenemos problema.
Second thing when he mentioned is fame, popularity. Most people want to be praised and see to this pressure. We want to be somebody. We want to be recognized. We want to receive applause. And it's natural in us. We don't even have to look for it. We have that tendency.
La tercera cosa que mencionaba con la que las faldas. Por eso decía, no sé si suena igual. Mañana quiero compartir un mensaje en el libro de Proverbios, capítulo 6.
So this morning I want to share a message with you in Proverbs chapter 6.
Quiero ponerle como título al mensaje, sexualidad segura.
I want to title my sermon this morning, A Safe Sexuality.
La mayoría de los países están teniendo problemas con este tema de la sexualidad.
Most countries and every country has problem with this issue of sexuality.
Y parece que una de las maneras como pretenden atacar el problema de la sexualidad.
And it seems like the ways they want to attack this problem
es a través de la publicidad.
Is through publicity.
Información.
Through information.
Y la prevención.
And prevention.
Y el tema de sexualidad segura es un tema muy recurrente en la mayoría de los países.
The theme of safe sex or sexuality is something very common in most countries.
Me parece que este ha sido un problema durante todos los tiempos, en todas las edades.
And this has been a problem throughout time, every age, every time.
Y seguro que esta es una de las razones por qué el libro de Proverbios trata el tema con bastante vehemencia.
That's the reason why Proverbs treats this topic with a great extension.
Hablando con los hijos.
Parents talking to children.
Hablando con los alumnos.
Teachers talking to pupils.
Los pastores hablando con los fieles en la iglesia.
Pastors talking to faithful people in the church.
Enseñando los principios de la palabra para vivir una vida.
Teaching the principles of the word to live a holy life, a life pleasing to God in this issue.
Y en el capítulo 6 de Proverbios.
In chapter 6 of Proverbs.
22.
Verse 22.
Hablando desde luego del consejo, del mandamiento de los padres a los hijos.
He talks about the commandments of parents to children.
Y el interés que los padres tienen porque los mandamientos de la palabra de Dios sean ser el fundamento de la, de la vida de los hijos.
And how parents are so concerned that the commandments and the word of God may be the foundation of children for their life.
Los padres están diciendo a los hijos, mira, los mandamientos.
And parents are saying to children, look, these commandments will guide you when you walk.
Los hijos, desde luego, al entendimiento de los padres necesitamos guía.
Obviously, parents understand that children need guidance.
Pero los creyentes necesitamos guía.
But even believers, we
los
need guidance.
Estudiantes,
students need guidance.
El problema no es si necesitamos guía, sino dónde tomamos la guía.
The problem is not needing that guidance, but where do we get the guidance?
¿Qué es lo que representa la luz sobre la cual?
Where do we found and where do we base our guidance?
Y la Biblia dice, mira, esta es tu guía.
And the Bible says, this is your guide.
Cuando andes, esta es tu guía.
This is your guide when you walk.
En todos los asuntos de la vida,
in all issues of life,
esta es tu guía.
This is your guide.
Pero no solamente necesitamos tener la guía y conocer la guía.
But we not only need this guide.
La segunda palabra clave que observamos en el versículo 22.
But the second thing in verse 22 we observe.
Los mandamientos contenidos en este libro.
Is that the commandments in this book.
No solamente nos van a guiar.
They're not only going to guide us.
Pero también, si los obedecemos, los van a guardar.
They're going to keep us if we obey them.
Entonces la sexualidad, que es un tema de problema en todos los tiempos y en todos los lugares.
So sexuality being a problem in every time, in every age, in every place.
Solo puede ser tratada.
It can only be treated.
A la luz de la palabra de Dios.
In light of the Bible.
De la palabra de Dios.
In light of the counsel of the Word of God.
Y el concepto de la palabra de Dios en relación a este tema es muy actual.
And counsel of the Word of God is brought and is actual.
Porque el problema es muy actual.
Because the problem is current.
En tratando con jóvenes en la Universidad Cristiana en México.
When I deal with young people in the Christian university,
jóvenes que en el principio de llegar a la universidad tienen un carácter piadoso.
When they come to the college or the university, they have a good character.
Podemos ver en cada persona con un carácter piadoso un gran potencial.
And when we see a character that has a lot of love for the Lord, we see a lot of potential.
No solamente lo vemos en el presente.
Not only in the present.
Lo proyectamos a futuro.
And we see it up to the future.
E imaginamos cuántas cosas Dios puede hacer con este joven.
And we imagine how many things the Lord can do with this young person.
Con estas habilidades.
With these abilities, with these capacities, with this potential.
¿Cuánta falta hacen líderes con este carácter?
How many leaders we need with this character?
Solamente con entrenamiento, solamente con preparación.
And he only needs preparation and training. He can be an excellent leader.
En el proceso,
but then in the process,
muchos tropiezan y caen.
Many trip and fall.
Tristemente, muchos buenos,
and many good ones.
Muchos capaces,
many very capable.
Algunos muchos llamados,
and maybe even called.
Tropiezan con los problemas.
They trip with the problem.
Tienen que ver con la sexualidad.
Because of sexuality.
Y el problema es que el tema de la sexualidad.
And the problem is that this topic.
Muchas veces tratado.
It's hardly ever talked about.
Muchas veces somos pocas veces confrontados.
Very few times we're confronted with it.
Lo que dice la palabra de Dios. Tenemos una especie de tabú para tratar el tema.
There's this cliche about what the Bible says about this topic.
Nos reprimimos a la hora de predicarlo.
And we don't talk about it when we preach it.
Pero la Biblia lo trata.
But the Bible deals with it. And if the Bible deals with it, we have to deal with it. And that's why we have to deal with this topic of sexuality today. First of all, the holiness of sexuality. Why should we start dealing with a topic that the Bible treats as holy?
Dios nos ha creado como seres sexuales.
God has created us as sexual beings.
Dios nos ha dotado de capacidades sexuales.
And He has given us this sexual capability.
Delante de Dios, la sexualidad es un don para que podamos colaborar con Dios en este proceso de la creación y la procreación.
Before God, He has given us this gift in order to cooperate with Him in procreation.
Pero no solamente somos creados como seres sexuales.
But not only are we created as sexual beings.
Pero el sexo también es un signo de singularidad.
But sex is also a sign of singularity.
El sexo en la escritura está muy bien definido.
It's very defined in the scripture.
Muy bien claro.
Sexuality is very clear.
Hay muchos sexos.
There is not many sex, many genders.
El Señor estableció en el principio hombre y mujer.
He established men and women.
Pero parece que hoy en día habría más que los sexos.
But it seems like today many people want to make more than two.
Del unisex.
It's very common to hear about unisex.
Del
Lesbianism.
Y parece que estos problemas, cuando los escuchamos, parece que solamente se dan fuera de, la, de las iglesias.
And it seems like these problems are only outside the church.
Y fuera de las personas involucradas en el ministerio.
And outside people involved in the ministry.
Pero cada vez más de estos problemas vemos en las iglesias.
But we see each time we see more and more in the church. And even people called to the ministry.
Pero son problemas que parecen siempre ocultos.
But there are problems that seem there to be hidden. And people have sexual problems, but they don't deal with those problems. They're not confronted by the Word of God in these sexual problems. And it seems because there's a lot of tolerance from the government in every country.
Hay un movimiento mundial que tiene que ver con los derechos humanos.
There's a worldwide movement.
Supongo que el tema de los derechos humanos no es extraño a una sociedad como.
And this worldwide movement of human rights, and it's not strange to this topic.
Pero en nuestro país, en México.
In our country, in Mexico.
Con el pretexto de los derechos humanos.
Using the human rights as a pretext.
Reconocimiento de ciertos derechos.
And they don't just talk about certain rights.
Con la dignidad humana.
Had to do with dignity of human beings. But they talk a lot about the rights of liberty. And in this liberty that people should have, we find as in the time of the judges. There is no knowledge of God. There is no fear of God. And everybody does as he pleases. And when everybody does as he pleases, then society keeps going down. And because society keeps going down, then the church starts going down
also.
But the church has been called to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And as salt of the earth, the church should not lose its taste. The Bible says that if salt loses its taste, it's not good for anything. It's not good for anything.
Y esa es la razón por qué tenemos que tratar el tema. Y esa es la razón por qué tenemos que estar prevenidos respecto a este tema.
And that is the reason why we should deal with this topic. And that's the reason why we should be ready to treat this topic.
Vemos cómo el tema de la sexualidad ha caído en la secularidad. El tema de la sexualidad y la santidad al lado de la.
And we see how this topic of sexuality and holiness has been taken over by the secular movement.
La Biblia nos advierte en este pasaje.
The Bible warns in this passage.
Dice que te guardes de la mala mujer, de la blandura de la lengua de la mujer extraña.
Verse 24, the Bible says to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress.
La segunda parte, versículo 26,
the second part of verse 26,
la mujer caza la preciosa alma del marido.
That a woman hunts down a precious life of the man.
En mi opinión, no hay alma preciosa más preciosa en el varón que el varón llamado para ser un obrero en el ministerio.
And in my opinion, there is not a more precious soul or life than that man that is called to the ministry.
Y nunca nada descalifica tanto para el ministerio.
And nothing disqualifies to the ministry more than when this precious soul of the men of God is hunted by the enemy.
Nunca el enemigo ejerce mayor influencia y emplea mejor arma para descalificar al creyente.
And there's probably not a better weapon used by the enemy to disqualify the believer
que asuntos que tienen que ver con la sexualidad.
Than this issue of sexuality.
Habrá razones por qué la palabra de Dios habla del beneficio de la sexualidad segura.
There are many reasons why the Bible talks about safe sexuality.
Una causa es bastante elemental.
And one reason is very basic.
Cuando hablo de la sexualidad segura no hablo del uso de preservativos, no hablo del empleo de algún sistema de planificación familiar.
And when I talk about safe sex, I'm not talking about planning and everything for children and sex itself.
Hablo de la sexualidad segura como siguiendo los principios que traza la palabra de Dios.
But I mean by this that we should follow the principles of the Bible.
En el tema de la sexualidad.
And to do what the Lord says in this topic of sex.
En el asunto de la sexualidad.
And to live like like the Lord says in this issue of sex.
Pero una razón elemental que todos entendemos,
but a basic reason
que es de causa común, que es de sentido común,
that is very common and even common sense
es que nos conviene apegarnos a los términos de la palabra de Dios en el asunto de la sexualidad,
is that it's good for us to be close to the Word of God in this issue
por causa de la salud.
Because of health.
Probablemente nada ha resultado mayor flagelo a la destrucción de la sociedad.
There's probably nothing greater than has really affected the health of society, nothing so greater than this problem of sexuality.
Enfermedades venéreas, enfermedades como el SIDA están afectando terriblemente a la sociedad.
Diseases like HIV are affecting society in a very big way.
Entonces, si no hubiera otra razón para preservarnos en los términos de la palabra de Dios, en mantener nuestra sexualidad segura, la pureza y la castidad.
If there is no other reason in the Word of God to preserve our purity before the Lord,
y toda la razón que tuviéramos para la salud,
and the only reason we would have was health,
sería suficiente razón para voltear qué dice la palabra de Dios en este asunto.
It would be enough to just turn to the Lord and see what He says in His Word about this issue. But the Bible doesn't just talk about common sense like health, but there is a lot of common sense in the principles of God. But mainly what there is in the Bible is wisdom. There is only two people in light of the Bible: those who are wise and those who are fools.
Así que nosotros tenemos que elegir cómo queremos vivir.
So we need to choose how we want to live.
Si queremos vivir como sabios,
if you want to live as a wise person,
tenemos que guiar nuestra vida a la luz de la palabra de Dios.
Then you have to guide your life in light of the Bible
y guardar su palabra.
And keep His word.
Entonces, la razón de la seguridad de la sexualidad es por causa de salud.
So the reason for a safe sex is because of health, but it's not just because of health.
Es por causa de la salvación.
It's because of salvation.
Y específicamente por causa del gozo de la salvación.
And it's because of the joy of salvation.
Los días más terribles en la vida de David,
the most terrible days in David's life,
no fueron cuando era derrotado por su enemigo.
It wasn't when he was defeated by his enemies.
No era cuando estaba en alguna crisis económica su gobierno.
It wasn't when his government was lacking some finances.
No era cuando estaba padeciendo alguna enfermedad física.
It wasn't when he was sick. It wasn't even when he was facing problems with his own children. But the biggest problem with David was when he sinned in this issue of sexuality. In Psalm 51 we see his thinking, what he's feeling, his hopes, his lost communion with God.
Él podía experimentar la pérdida del gozo de la salvación.
He could experience the loss of the joy of his salvation.
¿Y por qué tenemos que cuidar nuestra vida en la sexualidad para vivir en santidad y en pureza y castidad?
And because we have to watch our life to live in a very holy life.
Es porque el asunto de la sexualidad no tiene que ver solamente con actividad física.
And that's because the issue of sexuality doesn't just have to do with physical holiness.
Tiene que ver también con la actividad mental.
It has to do with mental activity.
Tiene que ver con la actividad de nuestros sentidos.
It has to do with our feelings and senses.
Han venido estudiantes en consejería conmigo muchas veces.
Many times I get students to counsel them.
Y cualquiera diría que son personas que están bien en su relación con Dios.
And you could tell, and you could actually think that they're very well in their relationship with God. But when I talk to them,
por la palabra de Dios,
when they're convicted by the Holy Spirit,
han venido para compartir pecados.
They've come to me sharing their sins.
Con pecados ocultos.
And they always have to do with hidden sins. And usually it has to do with things that nobody knows about, and things that are not seen by people, that happen in secret, in their own time, in their thinking, in their wishes, in what's in their heart, and that stops their communion with God, and that breaks their relationship with God, and then you can't be effective in service. And that's why it's important to have safe sexuality. Not just because of health, but because of our salvation. Because of the joy of our salvation. But also because of the sentence. Because of the punishment that is placed here. But look at verse 29. See who goes in his neighbor's wife.
No quedará impune.
None who touches her will go unpunished. The Bible says that he who commits adultery, there are many ways to commit an adultery, not just physical adultery, but also mentally. The Bible says that he who commits adultery lacks understanding.
Corrupts.
It breaks his relationship with God and his soul, he who does it. Verse 33 says, he will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will never be wiped away. One of the reasons why we should be pure is because of the punishment. It's not just losing your communion with God, but it's also your reputation and your service and your effective service in the ministry. But another thing, what I want to move now on is how to treat this topic of safe sex. And first of all, we have to follow the counsel of wisdom. It's not just following what the government advertises. It's not just examining what the law permits and what it forbids. And not just considering what the opinion of other people is. But what is it that the Bible says? That's where the wisdom is. And these principles of wisdom are the ones we have to follow. Follow the counsel of wisdom. The exhortation. The exhortation of the pastor. The exhortation of the parents, which are wise counsels based on the word. Also, submit to God your sexual problems. If there is a sexual problem, if there is something that is hidden, is there something that only you know, if there is something that you're wrestling with, if there is something that you haven't dealt with, submit it to God. Maybe when you make these mistakes, when you make these mistakes repeatedly, you probably think, I can't. I've tried so many times. But the Bible says that God produces in us not only the desire, but also the doing. And many times we go before God and we treat these issues, hidden issues. And the call that we have from God is, go in your room in the secret of your heart. Deal with God and deal with these issues in secret with God. Maybe it's just thoughts or desires. Maybe you say, I'm not like people outside, like the Pharisees said. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not a thief. And he made a long list of what the things that he was not. But as we know, he was not justified. He was not confessing his sin. He had hidden sin. He had sin that it was in his heart. There was hidden sin in his heart. He was only looking at the outside. He was only considering the outside. But he was not considering the moral and the spiritual. And if we want to be effective in the ministry, and if we want to keep our relationship with God pure, not only we should treat the legal or the outside, the ethic or the moral, but also the spiritual part of it. Submit to God your problems. Talk to God about your problems directly and with clarity and sincerity. He's there to receive your burden. He said, come to me those who are burdened and heavy laden. He doesn't distinguish between the nature of our load. He's willing to help us. He wants to give you rest. He wants to free you of those chains, those habits, of those vices, of those wishes, those desires hidden in your soul. Bring before the Lord your sexual problems.
Number three.
Keep your focus out of sexuality. It's so difficult in this modern world. It's so difficult not to be always focusing on sexuality. Sexuality and sensuality is everywhere. Sex and all that is explicit outside in billboards and everywhere. We see it in television, especially in the modern system of television. But even in the textbooks in public schools, we see it. But it's explicit and it's out there not just for adults, but also for children. And this is something that we can't keep away from. It's everywhere. And something you have to do to protect yourself and to protect your purity is keep your focus out of that. Be selective. Be discerning. Separate that that can contaminate your life. Keep away from those things that can create these chains and these ties to that stuff. Maybe you can't avoid the first look, but you can avoid the second look. Keep your look and your focus outside of that. Fourth thing. Deal with social pressure. There's a lot of social problems. There's pressure from the society. There's pressure from your friends. There's pressure from your family. Sometimes they provoke you. To some degree that there is social pressure. This topic of free sex and sexuality is a topic that most people actually practice today. For most people it's just normal. It's natural. It's a right. Maybe even in the legal systems today it's a right and a law that you have from the government. I was a judge which specialized in family issues for 27 years. I dealt with issues mainly of problem families. But one of the issues that destroys family the most, it has to do with adultery, with infidelity in marriage. But because this was a normal topic and it kept going, something that the government did to solve it, he legalized adultery. And the government just said that adultery was not outside the law anymore. It was so common that it's not penalized by the law. And it's so common that it's not looked at as something wrong. And it's a problem that destroys families. But it's a problem that the government doesn't stop. But somebody has to do something about it. And the church is called to do that. And the leaders are called to teach about this. And you're preparing yourself to do this and teach this. And that's why you should deal with this topic. Be careful with the social pressure. Fifth. Make sure your dress is modest. This is a problem nowadays. It's not just a problem outside, but it's a problem inside the church. And what the Bible says about a dress is very clear. And I'm not talking about legalism. I'm not talking about certain measures. But Paul talks about how a dress should be. And he talks about two things. And he talks about modesty and holiness in our dress. And this is very important in order to have a safe sexuality.
Es un asunto que tal vez no es tratado de manera frecuente en la iglesia, pero necesita.
And it's something that churches don't deal with very often. But it should be dealt with because it's related to awaken this sexual desire.
Sea tu atavío de corazón.
Make sure your dress is modest.
Sepárate de toda impureza sexual.
Separate yourself or practice separation from sexual impurity.
No importa cuánto sabes de teología.
It doesn't matter how much you know about theology.
En qué grado estás en el seminario.
How far along you are in your seminary or your institute career. Every believer has the discernment to understand what is pleasing to God and what is not pleasing to God. Paul in Philippians, he gives us a basic rule. Philippians 4:8, he talks about this rule to measure things.
En donde podemos centrar y concentrar nuestros pensamientos. ¿De qué cosas apartarnos?
It talks about where we can focus our thinking and what things we should separate from.
Sepárate de toda impureza sexual.
Practice separation from sexual impurity.
Siguiente, señala límites.
Next.
Tratando con personas de otro sexo.
Set boundaries when you deal with the other sex.
Señala límites tratando con personas de otro
sexo. Set your boundaries when you deal with women, if you're a man.
Por razón de la familiaridad.
Because of our friendship. And maybe culture can be different from country to country. But maybe sometimes even the greeting, the requires physical contact. And sometimes in some cultures with a kiss in the cheek between a man and a woman, and maybe it's with a good intention, and maybe in a healthy way. But when it's done just because with everybody, with people that don't even know each other, that they meet for the first time, they don't even know what the intentions are, and we don't even know how some desires can arise, and that's why it's important to have limitations. Something I say in my church to young people,
y tener contacto físico con las señoritas en un beso casual, en un beso ordinario, en un beso de saludo nada más.
It's hard to have an encounter with a girl and with just a casual kiss with a girl.
Es importante poner límites.
It's important to have boundaries in a relationship.
Con personas de otro sexo.
In our relationship with people from the opposite sex. It's not just a social relationship, but also in your job, your work setup. But more importantly, in the ministerial relationship. This will preserve you. This will preserve your testimony. And this will give you safety in sexuality. And finally, submit yourself to the control of the Holy Spirit.
La Biblia dice que no nos embriaguemos con vino.
The Bible says that we should not get drunk with wine,
pero nos llama a ser llenos del Espíritu.
But we should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
En el Espíritu Santo tenemos el poder.
In the Holy Spirit we have the power of God.
El Espíritu Santo es Dios.
The Holy Spirit is God.
El Espíritu Santo mora en nosotros.
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
El Espíritu Santo está entre nosotros.
And He's among us.
El Espíritu Santo quiere tener el control de
and He wants to have the control of your lives.
Él nos induce, nos conduce.
He conducts your life.
Todo lo que es agradable delante de él.
He helps you to do everything that is pleasing to God.
Santo nos preserva.
He preserves you.
El Espíritu Santo nos lleva en el progreso de la santidad.
The Holy Spirit helps you in the progress of your sanctification.
Y solamente en ese progreso.
And it's only this progress of sanctification
que podemos tener la seguridad.
That we can find safe sex, safe sexuality.
La sexualidad, sin duda.
Sexuality.
Es con mucho. El mayor problema que enfrentamos.
It's by far one of the biggest problems that we face
en las iglesias en estos días.
In churches nowadays.
Tal vez no lo queremos ver.
Maybe we don't want to see it.
Probablemente no lo queremos reconocer.
Maybe we don't want to recognize it.
Pero ese es un problema.
But it's a big issue.
Probablemente no sea un problema en esos países, en África, pero es un problema.
Maybe it's not as big in Africa, but it's a big problem in our country. I don't know how it is here. I don't know how the culture is.
Pero si sabemos qué es lo que Dios dice.
But we know what the Bible says.
Y si somos honestos en aceptar qué son nuestros problemas.
And if we are honest in accepting our own problems.
Entonces tenemos que ser confrontados.
Then we need to confront
la palabra de Dios.
Ourselves with the Bible.
La seguridad.
And find security.
Que no tiene que ver solamente con la sexualidad.
And doesn't have to do just with sexuality.
Todas las áreas de nuestra vida.
But it has to do with our whole life.
Para que seamos hallados.
So we may find faithful.
Para que seamos hallados capaces.
So we may find capable.
De ser obreros.
To be workers in the ministry.
Y el potencial que ahora se está desarrollando.
And the potential that is developing here.
Pueda proyectarse en el futuro.
Can be used in the future.
Y podamos ser la sal.
And we may be the salt and the light that we're called to be in order to resist the influence on the world. May God help us to keep a sexuality that is safe for the glory of God. God bless you. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that confronts our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that we can find in your word. Lord, so many times we have hidden sins. And maybe today there are some students or some person here that has a hidden thing in his heart or in her heart. And I pray, Lord, that your word may have an impact in them. Lord, help us bring our sins before you. Help us deal with the pressure. Help us deal with these sins before you. Lord, sexual temptations are big. And we see this country and many countries going down because of sexual temptations, diseases and everything. Lord, and everything because of our sin. So I pray that you may give us the strength, the wisdom and the courage to deal with these issues and to stop our sexual sins. Those sins are hidden that nobody else knows, but that we know that are in our hearts. So Lord, I pray that you may do a work in the hearts of these young people and of the hearts of everybody. And I pray that you may be glorified in us. And Lord, may your word dwell in our hearts so that they may change for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to a sermon during chapel hour at Central Africa Baptist College. And the speaker was Pastor Julio Montes. Remember, there are quite a number of colleges around us and the reason why they exist. But as for Central Africa Baptist College, it exists to glorify God by advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ by equipping godly men to be pastors, trainers, evangelists, and educators of Christian leaders. Do not hesitate. Visit our course list at www.cabcollege.org.